The Mariners are taking on the Rangers, and M's backstop, Mike Zunino, would flex a major muscle in Arlington.
And the pitch is swung on, lifted high and deep to left. That is way back, and that is out of here. Tremendous shot by Zunino into the club concourse level. That is a tape measure drive, and the Mariners have a 1-0 lead. 3-1, swung on, and there's a high drive by Segura to left. Calhoun going back, he's looking up, and that one is gone. To the next to the last row of the seats above the out-of-town scoreboard, Segura with his 10th home run. It's a two-run shot, and Seattle leads it 3-0. Leak is ready. Here it comes. Swung on, line drive, left field, base hit. Elvis around third, heading home. Here comes the throw. It is cut off, and the Rangers are on the board. It's the Mariners 3 and the Rangers 1.
The lefty fires. Swing and a ball hit off the end of the bat into left center. That's a base hit. Robinson over to cut it off. Segura scores. Here comes Haniger. Throw to third. Goes by everybody. It hits off the netting in front of the dugout. The ball picked up by Diekman. He throws home, but not in time. Cruz scores as well. Seager ends up at third. A disastrous play for the Rangers as the Mariners double their run production for the night and now lead 6-1. And the 2-2 lifted high into the air, deep right center field. The Shields with a long run going back to his left. This one carrying well. It carries into the Ranger bullpen. Mike Zunino has his second home run of the night. This one an opposite field shot to make it 8-1 Mariners.
8-1 Mariners is your final. Mike Leak allows one run over 5 2/3. He improves to 3-0 in three starts with Seattle, and he gets 3 1/3 hitless innings from his bullpen to secure the victory. Wednesday's loss drops the Rangers below 500 to 72-73 on the year. Here's the skipper, Jeff Banister.
Martin has been so consistent of late and started this game out so strong. What changed for him there in the one inning?
Yeah, I mean, two pitches, two curveballs. One was a down pitch to Zunino that he was able to get good barrel on it and hit it out of the ballpark. The next curveball was up. I believe it was Segura that hit the ball out of the ballpark. That to two guys who, if the numbers play out, that you know they hit curveballs, and so we just didn't get the pitch where we needed to. And we didn't. There was a double play opportunity. I don't think we turned that double play. That played big in that inning as well.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask about. Would you prefer Joey try to get the force at second and then back to first in that situation?
Well, you want to try to get that lead runner there. Probably didn't feel comfortable making a throw. I don't know, handle the baseball situation like that, but he took the out right there in front of him.
Follow-up, please, on Beltre. Is he right now just a pinch hitter, or do you think he could take on a more substantive role, i.e. designated hitter here in the next few games or a week or so?
Well, look, he obviously got down the line. We'll reassess where we're at tomorrow with him, how he feels each day. He's progressively gotten better. He's done some light jogging, so we'll see. We'll talk to him and see, gather with the medical staff and Adrian, just see where he's at tomorrow and the next day.
Texas can still salvage a four-game series split with Seattle on Thursday when Andrew Cashner makes the start.